This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. And this morning we're talking law and order. Sheriff Robert Arnold is with us from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. Good to have you with us on this nice summer morning.
Yes, it's a hot one out there this morning.
Want to remind everybody to be sure and check on your senior citizen friends and loved ones or anybody who's alone and ill. These are days you need to check on your friends.
Yes, it is out there with the heat the way it is, and it's not going to get any cooler for a little while. Also, speaking of checking on people, it's a good opportunity to bring in the scan program again. If you need to know someone that needs to be checked on, please call the sheriff's office, and you know, with the scan program, we'll pass that on to those volunteers that are going out and checking on people, checking to make sure they have fans, air conditioners, different things like that. So with this heat, please let us know.
Very definitely. How does that program work? Tell us a little bit more about that for somebody who may have just tuned in and not be aware of it.
The SCAN program is a program that we are copying from Wilson County. It's got volunteers from the community. That background check has to be done on these people. They go out in the community and check on different folks, different ages, that need to be checked on. Elderly people, making sure that they have fans, air conditioning. In the wintertime, making sure that they have heat or, you know, sometimes firewood. Those volunteers are also working with other volunteers in the community to provide them with stuff. Say that someone needs firewood. Well, they'll find somebody that has firewood that will give some. Like a case over in Wilson County, somebody had their windows had busted out, two windows of their house, and they just stuck a piece of tin over it and some blankets up. Well, the SCAN program over there, they went, got with a builder who donated two windows and went over there and replaced the windows and got the guy some firewood and, you know, and took care of him. And that's the type of program that we're wanting to get here for our citizens.
Are you finding that more and more volunteers are wanting to help out with groups like the Sheriff's Office?
Yes, we are finding a lot of people are putting in applications to become part of the SCAN program and also the Reserve Deputy program.
Now, what is that? I've heard people talking about that.
The Reserve Deputy mm-hmm. program? The Reserve Deputy program is a program that the sheriff is allowed to do. Is basically anyone, he can call up people and they become a reserve officer. They don't get paid for what they do, but they can go out and help us do what we do. And it's a way to kind of volunteer in the community and, you know, help us do things, and it doesn't cost the community anything. So basically they can learn how to ride with the officer and do different parts of the job, but be a volunteer in doing it. And so therefore the county doesn't have to pay their salary. It's more of a volunteer program, and it's a good thing that people really want to do in helping the sheriff's office and helping out their community.
So this is sort of like the sheriff's version of volunteer firefighters or
correct
or the rescue
correct,
squad we'll, things of that sort.
They'll be trained, they'll wear a uniform, they'll be trained in firearms, they'll be trained in, you know, every aspect of a law enforcement officer, but they are not a paid employee of the county.
They're just interested in helping the community.
They're just interested in helping the community. And naturally, we do background checks on all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
some of them are retired law enforcement officers that
get
back
into it. Talented people. People who know what they're doing.
Know what they're doing. And, you know, maybe they want to just give 10 hours a month.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to still get in a car and ride around. They will always ride with another officer. They will never be where they'll be by themselves. So you'll see, hopefully here in the next 6 months, start seeing a lot of two-man units. in their vehicles. And so those will be reserve officers. And you'll be able to tell that they'll be wearing a different uniform than a regular certified officer. It'll be more of our old uniform that we used to wear. Mm-hmm. We still got tons of those uniforms around. So they'll be wearing those uniforms, and naturally the officers will be in the other uniform.
But the big thing is these people are really interested in our community, and they're wanting to give back.
They're wanting to give back and help out the community, and so we're allowing them to do that, and we're grateful to them for doing it.
For anyone who wants to learn more about the SCAN program or the Reserve Deputy program, what do they need to do?
They need to contact Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy.
Who just happens to be here.
Yes, he does.
Jimmy, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Just coincidence.
Yes, just coincidence. He didn't know about 20 minutes ago he was coming. I had to run by the sheriff's office and pick up my notes for the day, and he'd given me some information, wanted me to pass along to the citizens of the county, and I looked at him and said, you know, you can go with me, so come on, jump in the truck.
What? Tell us a little more about this program. Jimmy, this sounds exciting, and it's this community really gets involved and gives so much. This is another great opportunity for them.
It really is. When you think about the size of our county, you think about how many officers we have on the road, how many calls that we're answering on any given month, we're stretched pretty thin when you think about how far we're having to go to a call. So anytime you can have a second person in the car who's trained to at least some degree to be able to help out those officers, I know for his past experience, it's been something that's been a helpful to me. So anytime we can get more cars and more people out there in these cars, it's going to be beneficial.
Even if the person just is along to look like another warm body there, that says a lot to somebody who is up to no good, perhaps.
And when you think about a domestic call, or if you have an alarm call where you've got an open door, you've got to get a second car in to either clear the house or to deal with the call. And this is keeping those other officers in their zones so they can respond to the issues in their zones. So it's an officer safety issue as well. It's not a good feeling showing up to a call and knowing that your backup is going to be 10, 15 minutes behind you. Yeah. It can get it's very concerning.
I think people don't realize, how you have to stretch your forces, especially at nighttime.
Oh yes, and I can say from experience, working midnight shift, I was out at the Fox Camp, which is a bar out on the county line out in Eagleville, and this is probably about 5-6 years ago, and they had a big fight out there, and I had to hold a guy at gunpoint, and my backup was here in town.
Uh-oh.
And so, because all the other cars were not available, and that's the largest zone is the Eagleville zone. And so I had to wait almost 20 minutes.
And for there was for that one guy. Of you, and how many of them?
There was about three or four of them, but luckily we got everything calm, and we just kind of hung out till other people could arrive. So, wow. I mean, with having a reserve officer, in the car with you when he will be there, it'll help out with the numbers. Yeah, you can take care of what you need to take care of. He can back you up and without having to call another car from somewhere else.
Now, do you need to be trained in firearms, or do you do that with the person if a person doesn't have a background in that?
Well, no, we'll train them, and we train everyone. If they're going to be a reserve officer and ride around, we're going to give them all the protections and all the tools that we give all of our law enforcement officers.
Okay, so they're not just put in the car and say,
no, they're not. They're not just given a bullet and told to go ride around.
No, no, no.
one bullet.
Yeah,
like
just one bullet.
Barney.
No. Yeah. No, they have to go through the Citizens Academy, and if they've already completed that, then they have to go through the FTO program, which is 15 weeks long of riding with FTOs and getting checked off, just like a regular officer would be. And then once they complete that, then they can ride with other officers and not be in the training program. But they're going to have to go through the full training program that we've put everybody else through.
Are you finding that, now that you've opened this up, are you finding that a lot of the graduates from the Citizens Police Academy are stepping forward?
We've had several. We've had quite a few that have wanted to do it. And I think Jimmy and them get phone calls every day. Captain Spence is kind of heading this up too. They get phone calls all the time about people wanting to do it.
Speaking of phone calls, let's take one.
Right.
893-1450 is our phone number. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Sheriff Robert Arnold and Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy. How are you today?
I'm great, Bart, and how are you all doing?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Good. Good. I wanted just to call in and thank Sheriff Arnold and his staff for what they're doing for the inmates, allowing them, if they want to get a GED so that when they leave, they have at least a purpose in life. They have something they can use to better themselves instead of making the jail like a revolving door. And also the garden. I passed out there the other day and saw some inmates working, and it just looked like they were taking so much pride in what they were doing. And, you know, there's an old saying, and I apologize if I get it wrong, that if you give a man a fish, he'll have a meal. But if you teach him how to fish, he'll learn how to feed himself for life. And everything that he's doing, I just really want to thank him. And you all have a blessed day.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I greatly appreciate it. The inmates out there with the garden, it's, you know, at the very beginning we wanted to do a garden, and we were just kind of wanting to get some stuff in the ground. And with partnering with MTSU and the Rutherford County Extension Office, it has grown to be a huge project, but it's such a success. Even now, we knew we were getting a late start on that garden, and you know, it would produce late in the year, and there were some things we couldn't plant, but next year it'll grow even bigger. You know, and the guys are really appreciative to going out there. They're learning a lot. Miss Minner, who does the GED program, she also is helping, teaching them the gardening stuff, and they'll go out there and they'll collect bugs, and they'll talk about, and they'll have a class on good bugs for a garden and bad bugs for a garden. They'll talk about, I mean, they do everything. And now we built a couple of picnic tables for the guys out there underneath the shade trees. Instead of them going back into the jail to hold class, they're actually holding class right there beside the garden. And, you know, and just, it's just, I never imagined it being as such a success as what it is. I thought it'd be a good program, but what all they're doing and learning, it's an awesome little deal we've got going on.
That is great to hear. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you, Jay? Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning to you.
How you feel?
I'm feeling great. Thank you for asking. Is this Dwight?
Yeah.
Hey, Dwight. Good morning to you.
Good morning to the sheriff and your other guests.
Good morning.
I heard about the SCAN program and what they do, and I would like to talk to you about partnering up with you because we have a ministry and we try to check on the elderly, and most of the time we work with agencies that recommend these individuals because they go by and check on them, and your SCAN program would be very helpful in helping us to locate people that we ordinarily wouldn't locate. And if at all possible, if your SCAN members run across someone that has small children or the elderly that having a problem with staying cool, I'd appreciate it if you would allow them to give me a call at 818-2459 and make us aware of it so we can try to meet that demand.
That's the Kool-Aid Ministry. You probably have heard of it. Yeah. And Dwight, how long? You've had that going for decades, haven't you?
Reverend Williams, Pastor Williams, started that back in 1984, and I was his sidekick then, and so Methodist ministers are moved around, and so he was moved to Nashville, and so we kept it going after that. We've been trying to keep it going ever since, and the community has greatly supported us on it, and that's the only way we're still around is because they are so supportive of it. But I saw this as another vehicle to be able to use to try to help bring service and ministry to somebody that's in need.
Yeah, I'll have someone give you a call whenever we get out of here today and get back to the office. But also thank you for your service to the community and helping out the community.
Well, thank you for what you do, and thank you so much for passing that along and helping us to make sure everybody stays safe, especially in these next few days. It's going to be very suppressive and very stifling for people, especially with heart conditions and medical conditions.
That's right. Dwight, give us your phone number once again for people who may need some help with fans and air conditioners. Give Dwight a call at the Kool-Aid program. And what's that number again?
That's 818-2459. And if I don't answer, give me a few minutes. I'll get back with you. I may be out of the truck.
All righty. 818-2459. Dwight, thank you. Have a super day.
Have a good day, sir. Bye-bye.
He really cares about the community. I mean, he's really involved. I know when I had my operation last month, he was the first person in ICU. When I was waking up, there was Dwight.
There he was.
And, he's, and I think he's there for people who, you know, have needs all the time.
Well, speaking of your surgery, how are you doing, sir?
I'm feeling great.
Feeling great.
Moving a little slower than usual, but getting there.
Getting there. Getting over it and yeah. Getting back to the grind.
Getting back to normal. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes, I'd just like to congratulate Sergeant Cassidy on being his promotion. Last time I talked to him or seen him, he was a rookie, a private then.
Yeah, that was a couple
I don't think you recognize my voice.
Yeah, that was a couple of classes ago.
Couple of times.
Yeah.
And helped him. I just wondered that class that y'all got, is that a certain age on that? You know who I am.
Which class were you referring to?
The one that the sheriff just got through saying.
The reserve program?
The reserve program?
Huh?
The reserve program?
Yeah, right.
Oh, there's no age limit on the reserve program. There is a PT requirement to come in.
Been too old.
No.
Well, yeah, there is a PT requirement. Like I said earlier, you have to pass the same stuff as a patrol officer. So that's the only requirement
have. Quite a bit of PT stuff.
Well, that'll work.
Yeah, I'll come out and see me.
I'll come out there and talk to you.
That'd be great.
Come on down.
And see what we got, because you know I done been through the Citizen Academy two times.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. I appreciate
it. Is Sergeant Harold still helping you?
No, he's retired and
he
moved
did.
On.
Yeah.
Oh, so in other words, you booed them out and got his sergeant.
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Thank you, sir. Come see us.
Uh-huh.
That shows you how much fun it is to be in the Citizens Police Academy class. When's the next one coming
Our next class is going to start. We have a 15-week program that starts August the 4th. That's our Thursday night. We've changed the Thursday night this class time. And it'll be going from 6 to 9 p.m. But then right after that, September the 15th, we start a senior class again over at St. Clair's.
Mm-hmm.
We've had two other classes at St. Clair's. And so basically now in any given year, we're putting on two 15-week courses at the Sheriff's Department and two 8-week courses at St. Clair's.
Wow.
So
the St. Clair's is a daytime course, I guess.
It's a daytime course. Of course, you can sign up there at St. Clair's if you want to get into that class.
What are the daytime hours?
They're going to be running 8:30 to 11 at St. Clair's, and it's just an 8-week course.
Okay, and then the other one, 6 to 9 in the evening
to 9
for 15 weeks.
Yeah, starts right. August the 4th.
Okay, August 4th.
Yes, sir.
And what number can people call for information?
They can call our office at either my number at 904-3019.
Okay.
Or they can call Greg Dotson at 904-3033.
All righty. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
All right, Jimmy. Yeah, we're concerned. We listen to the scanner all the time, county and city. Of course, it's a little bit early for what the snow and ice and stuff, but last year they had to close down South Church and all the interstate and all that. I think you should save a corner for a couple of dump trucks, blades, and snow out there with that garden, too. I mean, ice, you know.
Well, I know we've got plenty of room out there if we need to put something out there, that's for sure.
Anyway, we was listening, and of course the road superintendent said it hadn't snowed enough, and y'all done had all the interstates and everything closed, and of course he got down to it, he said, well, we ain't got but one more dump truck full of salt to put on something, so.
I do know at one time there was a late delivery for a lot of salt. That affected Metro as well as us.
Yes.
They had delivery that was late.
Yeah.
I know some of the police got sort of angry, and I figured they'd just go out there and take over the dump trucks yourself and put the snow out where it needed.
Now, I know I can drive my car, but I'm not sure I need to be out there driving a dump truck with a bunch of salt in it.
No, no.
Well, you know, it don't make sense. Well, the road superintendent said it hadn't snowed enough, and it already closed down, you know, all of South Church and all the interstate.
Oh, you're exactly right. We're I understand that.
It's snow right now, but it'll be here sooner or later.
I'm
before
sure it will.
You know it, yeah.
That was our main concern because, you know, we hear a lot of things that we don't care about on the scanner, but, you know, that rich people gets away with this, that, and the other, but, you know. We'll talk with you later.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, sir.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, that would really solve the heat wave problems, a little snow in July.
Yes, it would. It'd be kind of nice right now.
893-1450 is our number. We're going to pause and check on the traffic and weather. I don't think we have any slipping and sliding going on today, but we'll find out. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Today, more and more people are pre-arranging their funeral service, from the music played to the urn or casket selection. Pre-arranging provides your loved ones with a peace of mind. Call our professional staff members to make pre-arrangements. I am Shannon Woodfin Parsons with Woodfin Funeral Chapels, Murfreesboro and Smyrna, serving you and your family since 1893.
There are several things I enjoy about this time of the year, one of them being baseball and, of course, the smell of newly mowed grass. This time of the year also brings the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's Grill. If you haven't had Paleo's Ancelotta Caprese Salad, you have missed one of the joys of summer. Now just picture this. Some slices of thick Tennessee-grown tomatoes, and then delicious mozzarella cheese. And top that off with delicious basil, grown fresh right there in the garden outside Paleo's. I guarantee you, once you try the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's, you'll come back and enjoy it again and again. So let the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's Grill be another one of those special ingredients of summer. Paleo's Grill, 730 Northwest Broad, diagonally across from Haynes Lumber Company. I'll see you at Paleo's.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We're still dealing with some traffic out there along Interstate 24, but it's starting to ease up as we head towards the conclusion of rush hour on this Wednesday morning commute. Still plenty of traffic on Murfreesboro Road through Smyrna and Laverne and backed up the interchange Memorial Boulevard and Broad Street, so still be very careful out there. Get an introductory one-hour massage for only $39 at Massage Envy. Gift cards also available. Call Massage Envy of Cool Springs, 615-309-7575, or Massage Envy in Brentwood, 690-3689. Have a great and safe day, everybody. I'm Charlie Sonny, and that's WGNS Traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
A heat advisory is in effect through Thursday night. For today, we'll see isolated showers and thunderstorms develop with mostly sunny skies, a high of 96. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 76. I'm WGNS meteorologist Dave Perrin. Right now, 82.
Hello, this is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard near the South Rutherford Boulevard. There's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
You've been putting off buying a new car. Now, the old one just barely makes it. For over 20 years, I've been going to the Ford dealer here in town. They've recently sold, but the same sales staff that I've grown to depend on for those 20-plus years, along with the service department and even the collision team, they're all still there. And with their grand opening, the savings on a new Ford make this the time to trade in that clunker. That's Ford of Murfreesboro. On Broad at Northfield.
When the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Cast all your fears aside, and say you will be mine.
Welcome back. Our number's 893-1450 if you'd like to join us in conversation. 893-1450. And before we know it, 9/11 will be here. And this is going to be a special 9/11 this year. I don't know whether people realize this or not. We talked about this several months ago. I guess it's been when the big tractor trailer rolled into town with a huge steel from the Twin Towers. We were one of the few cities to get a large piece of steel there.
Yes, we were. It was a big honor for Rutherford County to get this piece of steel from, I believe it was from World Trade Center 1.
Tower 1, yes.
That most New York does not give away this stuff very easily. They have just about all of the towers, steel and fire trucks, bicycles that were crushed, all that in a air-conditioned warehouse with 24-hour guards on it.
This is so we'll never forget what happened
this
that
day. This is so we'll never forget, and basically it doesn't, you know, end up in a landfill or something like that. And we were able to obtain a piece of that steel due to the memorial that we have every year. It has gotten quite a bit of notoriety throughout the country for our memorial service here in Rutherford County. So they felt that it would be an honor for us to obtain a piece of that steel. And we are going to be erecting a monument to that here. We'll hopefully have it completed by September 11th, but we are right now in the process of selling bricks to build that monument. And there's two different sizes of bricks. One's a full brick, and the other one is the full brick is an 8x8 brick, and it's $100. Mm-hmm. And then there's a 4x8 brick that's $50, and you can get your name or you can get whatever you want inscribed into it, and it will be on display at this memorial for eternity.
And what will this be, on a sidewalk around the memorial?
Yes, they're going to lay this out as kind of a patio type. Well, you know, we were also talking about another thing, is building like a 3-foot wall with all the bricks and turning them up sideways. That way maybe they would even last even longer than if you laid them down as a sidewalk or a kind of a patio area around it. But we also have a drawing from the architect of what we are wanting to do, and we're going to get that to you, and we're going to get that out to
the
media.
We'll have it on our website for people to look at and be a part of this. And what do people need to do to get a brick? I know there are a lot of people, just by mentioning this right now, they'll say, I want to help out.
Well, the best thing to do is either give a call to Sergeant Cassidy or call Greg Dotson. Greg Dotson's number is 904-3033. And Sergeant Cassidy's number is, I'll let him tell you. I don't have his number.
It's 904-3019.
Okay, so either one, and let them know you want to buy a brick or several bricks.
I will say this, that if you want the brick to be in, guaranteed to be in before 9/11, mm-hmm. then we have to have those orders in by the 28th of this month.
Okay, need by the 28th of July. Okay. So we need to put that on our website and get people to be thinking about that right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
That would be greatly appreciated.
Now let's get behind this and make it an event that we can all be proud of. I know that we're all remembering 9/11, and we never want to forget that. But the thing that we want to be proud of is how this community not only got together on 9/11, but has every year since. And that has become a tradition, I think.
Yes, sir, it has. I mean, the memorial that we have out there and all that, it has grown bigger and bigger every year, to the point where we're having to park people over at the Home Depot and at Lowe's, and the bus service for the city, the Rovers, they're having to bus people in. That's mm-hmm. how, you know, they're having to park that far away just to get there.
Well, now, will this memorial, especially the steel from the Twin Towers, will that be where you can actually see it as you drive down the Salem Highway?
No, it'll be kind of more up towards the building, kind of over to the right as you're driving in. Mm-hmm. In between the parking lot and the firing range is an area where we've designated we're going to put that. And then along the other side of that, in that area, we're also going to have our officer memorial garden over in that area. We're moving all that.
So area of special interest to the whole community.
Oh, yes.
Once again, let's get those phone numbers out for our Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy, 904-3019, or for Greg Dodson, 904-3033, and if you want to have a brick in place at least by 9/11 this year, you need to have those orders in by July the 28th. So call $50 for a 4x8 brick, and $100 for an 8x8 brick. Call the sheriff's office. And that's something really to be proud of. When this massive piece of steel arrived, I mean, we're not talking about a small piece of metal. This thing has a lot of weight.
It's huge. I mean, it had to be brought in on the back of an 18-wheeler. I forget how many tons it weighs.
It's 3,000 pounds.
That's big.
Yeah.
That is big. And so we have that right here, our own part of the Twin Towers, that will be in Murfreesboro forever.
Forever.
As a reminder of 9/11.
Yes, sir.
So let's all, and speaking of 9/11, let's circle that date on our calendar right now, because you need to be at the sheriff's office on that date.
For the memorial service and the unveiling of this monument that we're going to be doing. It's going to be the way that we're planning on doing it is we're going to have the piece of steel at an angle, let's say maybe a 33-degree angle. I'm not sure what angle it is, but the biggest pillar holding it up will be for firefighters, because firefighters lost more people that day than anybody else. The middle pillar will be law enforcement. And then the other pillow will be EMS, and it's the way that it's arranged is for who lost the most people, and I think that was the fairest way that we decided to come up with it of doing it is putting that angle on there. But also we're going to have four flagpoles at each corner of it, one with the Tennessee flag or two with the Tennessee flag and two with the American flag, and then it'll have under there. I believe it's the first little bit of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, that's great. So let's all get, make it a point to bring the whole family to the 9/11 ceremony at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, and that's going to be a special day. But to make it even more special for your family, order those bricks before July the 28th, and that is the date, I guess you could say the cutoff date. If you order them after that, maybe they'll be in place, maybe not. It's sort of hard to say, but don't take a chance on it. Call before July the 28th. Those are that's just something else to be aware of, and something else that's happening here in our community, making it an even better place in which to live. So we've covered the garden. We've covered the 9/11. We've sort of touched on GED from the caller. But let's talk a little more about the GED classes and other programs at the Sheriff's Office to help the inmates change their lives.
Well, the GED program we have, and we just learned this the other day, we have the most successful GED program in the state. We're graduating around 44 people a year here in Rutherford County from the jail facility. And the second closest is Knoxville. And they're graduating about 6 or 7 a year. So,
big difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference. And it's in the way that we, I guess you'd say, drive it into their heads of helping them. And that's what we're doing. We're helping them learn this stuff. And Ms. Minner and Lisa Marcioni, they work with these inmates day in and day out. Instead of just giving the inmates the information and letting them just go back to their cell and do it on their own, we hold classes, and you know, it's on. Once we start, it's an everyday thing, and it's not just for a couple of hours. It's for, you know, 8 to 10 hours classroom, and they'll just keep going over it and over it until they learn it. You know, help them and help them and help them, and We have the most successful program in the state right now.
You know, that's really something to be proud of. We don't have the biggest county yet. And I say, yeah, we probably won't ever have the biggest county. I'm not sure we even want the biggest county. But we are not as large as Knox County. But we are, you're saying they're putting out about six GED grads a year, and we're putting out 44.
We have had over 400, I believe it's like 437, if I'm correct, inmates over the time of the GED program. To graduate the program. So that means 400 people have gotten their GEDs who have gone on, hopefully, to be productive parts of society instead of just not having a GED. Because when you don't have a GED or a diploma, you know, you become part of the haves and the have-nots. Whenever employers look at you, they basically put applications out, and you either have one or you don't. And the ones that don't, you know, are going to get thrown off to the side, and they're going to hire people that do before they hire someone that doesn't. So it's always a good thing to have a high school diploma or a GED. I mean, that's the minimum standard society has set these days.
And they can go on after that with that GED and take some advanced courses at Tennessee Technology Center, MTSU.
We've got one lady the other day that graduated, and she's already signed up. Actually, I think three or four of them qualified for the HOPE scholarship, and they're signed up to start MTSU.
So you've really changed lives over there.
Well, we've helped them change their life. We've given them a few tools for them to change their own life. And that's the only way you can do it, is they've got to want to change. You can't change somebody. The only way that they can change is if they want to. You know, it's just like... Well, I used to smoke years ago. I wouldn't have quit smoking until I wanted to quit smoking. And, you know, that's how that is. Until someone wants to make a change in their life, they're not going to make a change.
So they have to want to, and then you give them the tools if they wish to use them.
Yes, correct.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're talking about law and order, some exciting things happening in our community at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. We will continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us. If you'd like to join us, by the way, our phone number is 893-1450. Several topics out on the table to discuss today. The 9/11 Memorial Bricks, the 9/11 ceremony coming up, the Garden of Hope right there at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, as well as perhaps you'd like to call and talk about the Citizens Police Academy or the Reserve Program, where you can actually be a part of the Sheriff's Office, or the SCAN Program, where volunteers go out and talk with persons who are in need of air conditioners, just checking on them, fans, making sure that they are okay. We'll be back and continue the conversation in just a moment.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready for spring today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
You've been putting off buying a new car. Now the old one just barely makes it. For over 20 years, I've been going to the Ford dealer here in town. They've recently sold, but the same sales staff that I've grown to depend on for those 20-plus years, along with the service department and even the collision team, they're all still there. And with their grand opening, the savings on a new Ford make this the time to trade in that clunker. That's Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield. Friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Weather Eye.
A heat advisory is in effect through Thursday night. For today, we'll see isolated showers and thunderstorms develop with mostly sunny skies, a high of 96. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 76. I'm WGNS meteorologist Dave Perrin. Right now, 82.
If you have a painting job that needs to be done, residential or commercial,
You have the power to decide not to hire a bunch of illegal aliens to do it. Michael's painting is known for quality, follow-through, and a sense of perfection. Estimates are free, honest, and pleasing. Michael's painting, very attractively priced, very high-quality work by American citizens. 615-542-1891.
The latest local news, weather, swap and shop, good neighbor events, and more is at your fingertips. WGNSradio.com. WGNS Murfreesboro.
That's right.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450 if you'd like to join us this morning. 893-1450. Rutherford County Sheriff Robert Arnold is with us along with Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy. And if you're driving past 940, the New Salem Highway, in the near future and you notice a lot of clotheslines all over the place, what will that be?
We are, it's actually, you can't see it from the road. It's off to the side of the of the building. But we are also, another iron that we have in the fire is we have just completed building clotheslines, kind of like your grandparents used to have, mm-hmm. or some people still have. I wish I had one at my house.
I hear that's really better for you, healthier. The clothes, are they smell better, and they've dried out in Mother Nature.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also the sunlight, the UV rays and all that, they help mm-hmm. kill a lot of bacteria that dryers don't kill.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was one thought about doing this. Also, our dryers at the sheriff's office are gas dryers, so, and they're huge. So when we turn those things on, you can watch that meter just spin. So we thought, you know, we can't dry all the clothes because the inmates put out some of their stuff in a bag, a laundry bag, and tie it up. But the jumpsuits and the shirts and different things like that, we're going to put out on the clothesline. You know, it saves a little bit on the drying. And also smells better, and you know, if you know, we've done a tremendous job in cleaning the jail, but you know, it also helps with different bacteria and stuff like that. So
you know, it's all of these little things. People will say, well, they're only saving $50,000, $60,000, but you add that $50,000 or $60,000 to that $30,000 or $40,000, you're saving money yeah. by the with the garden.
It saves
it, you know, just
everything.
Adds up.
Yeah, it's just like I said during my campaign. If I could save $20, I'll save $20. It might all we save, but it's still $20.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're trying every little way we can.
So in addition to saving, you're also training, if the inmates wish, training them to be successful.
Yeah, do different things. You know, one, with this whole clothesline thing, the guys had to go out there and learn how to set it up. We called Middle Tennessee Electric. They came over and dug the holes for us, and thank you to them for that. But the inmates laid it out. They designed it, laid it out, and then they built it. So they worked with our maintenance staff to do it, and they got it built. And now the inmates will, when they do the laundry, they'll also go out and they'll hang it up, and you know, they'll know how long to leave it out there mm-hmm. until it's dry, and then get it back in.
And that's they're learning how to have skills that they could be a handyman, for example. And that's a great business.
I yeah. mean, there, oh, there yeah. not there's enough. A lot of people that need help fixing yeah. things around the house.
And with the baby boomer population moving into their senior years now, that'll yeah. be a big, big business in years to come. And so you're training people for those yeah. fields.
We're trying to do different things and think outside the box.
What about, I know when you watch movies, you see libraries in the jails and things of that sort where people are learning. Since more people are taking the GED classes, are more of the inmates taking advantage of your library?
We have a library in the jail. We only allow paperback books for security purposes within the jail. And we go in and we swap out books all the time. We'll move like all the books in one pod, from pod A to pod B, you know, and move them all the way around and move them up the floors. And then if they get destroyed or whatever over time of reading them and stuff, we'll dispose of those. But we have people that bring in books every day. We probably get in 30 or 40 books a day mm-hmm. from family members and stuff bringing different books in. And what we do is we get that to that inmate. But they also know that once that book comes in, it becomes property of Rutherford County. And so when they get through reading that book, it gets passed on to someone else.
So they're able to use these with the whole inmate population.
Yes.
And what is that population now?
Right now, we're actually up on our population in the past 6 months. We've gone up about 120 people. And I don't know exactly what the cause is that or that is throughout the county, but we're now up to 776 inmates as of this morning is what we fed.
Now, what is your capacity?
Our capacity is 954.
So we're quite a bit below that, but
we're
you've been
it.
Up there before.
Yes, we've been up actually over 1,000 at one time, and that was back in, I believe, 2002, going into 2003. So, yeah, we've been up there before, and hopefully we're not going back up that way.
That puts it that puts real strain.
Yeah, that puts a strain because our budget was set for, you know, around 700 inmates, feeding them for 12 months. So if these numbers go up and stay up, then naturally the bad part is we're going to have to find money, more money to feed these guys because we have to. We have to, required by law, to feed them like 2,000 calories a day. So hopefully the numbers come back down pretty quick.
Now, I noticed that in the past the state pays so much for state inmates, but it's not enough to cover their expenses.
No, the state pays us $35 a day, but it costs the county $52 a day to
big difference
to house and feed those inmates.
Why doesn't the state see that the math doesn't work right?
They're the state, and they kind of do what they want to do. One thing I'd like to say, too, my wife is actually listening for the first time, so I'd like to tell her good morning.
Very good.
And I love you. So, but she's normally at work, but she got injured this weekend, so she's out this week of work with her leg propped up. So she's listening.
Well, I hope she gets better really quickly.
Thank you.
And before we leave today, let's remind people once again about that July 28th deadline to order those bricks. Tell us a little about that, Jimmy, once again. Why do they need to order before July the 28th?
That's the cutoff date to ensure they're going to be there by September 11th. Now, of course, we'll still take orders for years to come if they just don't want to have time to get it in before then. But that'll ensure those will be in for the 9/11 event when we hope to have that piece of steel off the ground.
And if you would, give Jimmy a call, and his number is 904-3019, 904-3019, or call Greg Dotson at 904-3033, 904-3033. And the next Citizen Police Academy class starts on August the 4th. That will be here before you know it. August 4th is just around the corner, 6 to 9 in the evening, a 15-week class. And then the Senior Citizen class starting September 15th, from 8:30 to 11 in the morning at the St. Clair Street Center. For information on either of those, call 904-3019. I don't know where the time has gone, but it has slipped away. And we have thoroughly enjoyed having both of you with us this morning. We've been talking about law and order in our community and some of the exciting things happening right here in Rutherford County. Sheriff Robert Arnold with us this morning. Robert, thank you again.
Thank you for having us, sir.
And again, our best wishes to your wife. Hope she's back at work and feeling 100% soon.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it, and thank you for having us.
Jimmy Cassidy, thank you again for joining us. And Jimmy's going to be sending us a rendering of that monument. We'll have it on our website so you can be looking at that and ordering the bricks. That maybe will inspire you to order some bricks to be around that. Y'all have a super rest of the day. It comes to you when you give enough. This is the only way to know. It comes to you when you give enough.